This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Kansas City is finally giving Patrick Mahomes another playmaker to work with. Sorry, guys, I cut you all off. Former Baltimore Ravens and Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown expected to sign a one-year deal worth up to $11 million with the Chiefs, sources told our Adam Schefter. The Browns would join Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice as Patrick Mahomes' top targets. Kansas City notoriously struggled with dropped passes last season, but Brown has only had five in the last two seasons combined. Harry, you know a little bit about the wide receiver position. I mean, that's what folks tell me.
You know.
Yeah. Does the addition of Brown make the Chiefs the scariest offense in the NFL now?
No, it doesn't make them the scariest offense in the NFL, but it was an integral piece to them trying to three-peat, right? Because it was a glaring need for this football team last year. They cut ties with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They bring in Marquise Brown. You talk about a guy that can take up the top of the defense. You need that. Patrick Mahomes is going to find a way to find his guys. That's what we've been told. That's what we've seen since he became a starting quarterback in his first year and throwing for over 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. And Patrick Mahomes is the standard in the National Football League. And when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they don't need glaring number one wide receivers, but they need guys that can catch the football and not drop it. So when I look at Marquise Brown, this is a nice addition, and it's the type of wide receiver that Andy Reid is accustomed to drafting and having on his rosters, where you go back to the Philadelphia days or his current Kansas City Chiefs days.
Just a nice addition. Baby, the deep ball is back in Kansas City. Come on, give me some excitement, Harry.
I mean, it's not T. Higgins.
Okay.
You want me to think it's T. Higgins?
No, but I am excited.
It's a great move, but.
But you kind of down. You're like, it's a nice addition to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, no, I'm excited about this.
You are?
Yeah, I am very excited about this. Not necessarily because of Hollywood Brown. I think when you look at his numbers, they've been disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, the expectations that we had for him in Baltimore, he didn't live up to that. Though he had decent numbers, Arizona with Kyler Murray getting hurt and that whole, I don't know what was really happening in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of, not blame, but that's what I look at the quarterback position in that offense when I see his numbers. I'm excited because, to your point, Harry, Patrick Mahomes doesn't need top-tier talent.
Nope.
The way he got speed. Like, think about that offense when we talked about the Chiefs last year. A lot of people thought, oh, that's it. These dudes can't catch the ball. Chiefs, this offense is done.
Not so fast.
Now, the idea, we haven't thought about speed on this offense since, like, Tyreek, like, real legit speed. And I know they have Rashee Rice and they have other pieces, but I think Hollywood is just another piece that makes a defensive coordinator have to think, okay, like, who...
Yeah.
Who can
another
we
scarier
stop?
Weapon.
Yeah.
But I just have one thing I want to push back on and tell me, because you know more closely. But was it that Hollywood Brown wasn't that good with the Ravens, or was it just the way they were running that offense? That
he was a thousand yard receiver in Baltimore. So he was
but
a good player.
When he got that, you thought, okay, now they got some what? Like,
yeah, he didn't unlock Lamar Jackson in the way that we thought he would. He didn't start out as hot as Zay Flowers, another first round draft pick from the Ravens, did.
But I think it's
but to answer to answer the question, though, it already was the scariest offense in the NFL because you got Patrick Mahomes. Like, he lost Tyreek Hill, the fastest player in the NFL, certainly the fastest guy with the ball in his hands. And all he's done since he lost Tyreek Hill is win back-to-back championships. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to give you a regular season MVP and two Super Bowl MVPs.
But go based on weapons. Like, Patrick Mahomes out of the equation. I know it's Patrick Mahomes and everyone else, but if we're talking a top quarterback and, like, some solid offensive weapons, who else is in the mix?
Well, I mean, you have to have
49ers, Lions, Dolphins, Ravens, Eagles.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the Baltimore Ravens, too. Yeah, like, the Baltimore Ravens
are
scary.
They're not scared.
They're scary.
To Chris's point, they're scary because of 15.
They're scary because of 15. But here's the thing. I like the Hollywood Brown addition because it's a reliable veteran player that has speed. And if you're talking about the third receiver in somebody's skill position core, then that's pretty good.
He's going to catch the football.
That's pretty good. He's going to be reliable. But he's also going to be behind Travis Kelce. He's going to be behind Rashee Rice in terms of target share. And that's fine. But he's a guy on a broken play that can be a house call waiting to happen. And I think that's the element that we've been missing from the Kansas City Chiefs offense. When Patrick Mahomes jumped on the scene when he was throwing for 50 touchdown passes, he had those breakaways to Tyreek Hill. This is a guy that can provide you some of those same elements, even though we know he's a lesser player.
Now, Kmart wants me to be jumping out of my seat.
I'm just used to, yeah.
For a guy going to a team that's won two Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill.
I'm with you.
So I'm not going to be jumping out of my seat because they got Hollywood Brown. Yeah. I like the signing.
But it's like
it's going to be meaningful for the Kansas City Chiefs. But like I mentioned, it's not like they're getting T. Higgins.
But they have 15. Like, we've seen them win a Super Bowl.
So why the hell are you jumping out of your seat if they have 15, Kmart?
Right. They got another playmaker.
Again. The vertical threat, a guy that you said was a veteran receiver, a guy that you said is reliable.
But that
right?
doesn't mean I have to jump out of my seat.
Oh, it does.
You said, Harry, you played the wide receiver position.
Get excited about
so
it.
So I'm not going to jump out
of
my seat.
They trying to get.
What free agency move were you more excited about?
For me, it's Kirk Cousins to Atlanta.
Oh,
here we go.
Okay, look at all of y'all. How you sunk in your seats? Because Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta.
How far are you guys going?
I expect, number one, for them to win the NFC South and a divisional round appearance. And anything could happen there.
We paid $100 million to win one divisional round game.
Yeah. Kmart, you got to crawl before you walk, too. We still need an edge. We need guys to rush the passers.
You're not getting any younger, Harry.
Yeah, to answer your question, I think the offense that's done the most in free agency to help their quarterback, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, they went out, they got Saquon Barkley, they added Devontae Parker, you got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got a lot of elements there for Jalen Hurts to work with. If you want to get him back to the quarterback that we saw in 2022 and have less of the quarterback that we saw have 20 turnovers in 23, I think adding those pieces is going to make life a whole lot easier for them. But from a productivity standpoint, I'm still not willing to say that that's going to be an offense that's capable of doing what the Kansas City Chiefs can do because of Patrick Mahomes, but then also adding another reliable receiver in that skill position core. Like, they were still a top 10 offense last year. They still were top 10 in passing touchdowns, and they're getting a lot better by adding Hollywood Brown as their number three.
The Chiefs, the goal is to win Super Bowls back to back.
Yeah, three-peat.
So
never been done since the merger.
That's why I'm excited, Harry. Got some speed.
I hear you, but that defense was also top five.
Right. I'm glad some people are excited. I'm not excited about my Giants.
No, the Saquon Barkley move.
We're on the right track, Molly.
You're not excited about the Giants, Molly?
No, I'm
not excited.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day. How about those Celtics stack another dub in the win column after beating the Suns with their big three in the lineup? Jaylen Brown went off 37. Tatum, Al Horford added 26 and 24 respectively. The Celtics became the first team to clinch a playoff berth this season. They're the favorites to win the NBA Finals. That's per ESPN Bet, and the defending champion Nuggets closely follow them. So over the last 25 years, only four teams to be the first to clinch a playoff spot went on to win the NBA title, with the last being that 2016-2017 Warriors team. Big Perk back here with us. Perk, thanks for coming back. Which team is the biggest title threat after Boston in Denver?
It's the Clippers. It's the Clippers. And they're right there knocking at the door. And it's solely because, look, when I look at their roster, they have zero flaws. When you look at their depth, right, they have great depth at the big position and Zubac, Daniel Tice, and Plumlee. And then when you look at the supporting cast, Norman Powell coming off the bench, a candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. You know what Paul George is going to bring to the table, being a number two to Kawhi Leonard. James Harden embracing that point guard role, that facilitating role on that team. But it's two guys that I trust with the all of me. And the one is Ty Lue walking up and down that sideline. We know what he's capable of doing as a head coach. But the other one is Kawhi Leonard Jordan. And I've seen it, right? We've seen it in the past. When he matches up with the best of them, whether it's LeBron James and D-Wade and Chris Bosh, he's came out victorious. Whether he did something, Giannis Antetokounmpo tucked him in night, you know, when he was in the Eastern Conference and broke up that home. And so when I think about Kawhi and I think about what he's capable of doing on both ends of the floor, Molly, he could be the best player in any series against any player at any given moment when healthy.
Big Perk, I completely agree with you with Kawhi Leonard, but I disagree with your take on the Clippers, because you just said you know what you're going to get from Paul George. Did you see Paul George in the playoffs last year against the Suns? Did you see him? Because I didn't see him.
He was wasn't active. He was hurt.
That's my point. He was hurt. That's the biggest issue when it comes to the Clippers. I don't know that they top two players going to stay healthy. I ain't got no questions about their depth. I ain't got no questions about Ty Lue. I do got questions about who's going to be able to stay in the lineup for 2 months in order to make a run and get through the Western Conference to the NBA Finals. The team that I'm rolling with as the biggest challenger to the Nuggets out of the Western Conference, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going with the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the reason why I'm going with the Minnesota Timberwolves is because they're just young enough to not know that they ain't supposed to be there. They're young enough to know. And sometimes ignorance can be a good thing when it comes to sports. The other thing that I like to point out with the Timberwolves is that defense matters, especially in the postseason. They got the adage, defense wins championships. Well, this is the highest rated defensive team in all of basketball. Now, they already stacked one win against the Denver Nuggets, but that was in the first half of the season. They're going to play them three times over the next 3 weeks, so we'll get a better idea, a better gauge for where they're at. But they got a star in Anthony Edwards. And for people that ain't paying attention to the NBA, this dude is coming.
Superstar.
Hold up 1 second, but Cat's not healthy, and Rudy Gobert's not healthy.
Yeah, Cat's not healthy. We'll see what ends up happening. Rudy Gobert, we know he's coming back relatively soon. But Gobert is a guy that is in the conversation. I think he's the front runner to win Defensive Player of the Year again. And it all starts and ends with him on that end of the court. So when you start to look at the elements that the Timberwolves have, when you look at the overall depth, this is a team that goes eight deep in their rotation. Yeah. This is a team that's got six guys that average in double figures. I believe that they have what it takes to go on a deep playoff run. And on any given game, that guy, Anthony Edwards, can be the best two-way player on the floor.
Harry, before
and that's
you
what
jump
gives
in,
me confidence
actually,
about what they can do once they get into a deep playoff series.
To be fair, the Clippers aren't actually healthy either, Harry.
So, Perk, I'll start with the Clippers. I think the health thing really scares me when it comes to them. And also, something I notice about their basketball team, when they're playing a very athletic guard that can get to the rim and score the basketball at will, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the young man that we have in Sacramento right now, De'Aaron Fox, they struggle big time. Struggle big time with people like that. Now, when it comes to Minnesota, I think the thing that makes me nervous about Minnesota is being able to have enough scoring, especially when you have Carl Anthony Towns out right now, and I don't know what his condition is going to be like when he comes back, because it is a meniscus, right? He's having surgery on his knee. You're not going to be able to do everything that you want to do before you're properly able to come back. But who I think that can contend after we talk about the Boston Celtics or the Denver Nuggets, I'm not looking at anybody. Those are the two teams that I expect to be in the NBA Finals. Those are two teams that I expect to be in the NBA Finals. Because what I love about Jokic, When it comes to half-court basketball, they don't have to live behind the three-point line. They run everything through Nikola Jokic. In that recent game that they just had versus the Boston Celtics, every time the Boston Celtics tried to come back and they made a run, they go down the court. We're going to get that ball at the elbow right to Nikola Jokic. He's going to make the right play. And when I'm looking at Boston in the East, I don't see nobody. They're their own worst enemy, in my opinion.
Yeah, but Harry, it's almost disrespectful to put the Boston Celtics in the same class as the Denver Nuggets. It's the Denver Nuggets, and then there's a gap the size of the Grand Canyon before you get to whoever is number two out there in the NBA, whether we're talking Eastern Conference or Western Conference.
After Boston and the Nuggets.
No, I understand that, but I don't even think it's respectful to the Nuggets to put Boston in that class.
Well, I have the Nuggets right here, Chris. That didn't come out of my mouth. I have the Nuggets up here.
Harry, I'm not arguing the point with you. I'm saying just to keep it in its proper perspective.
You think the Nuggets are that much better?
I think the Nuggets are that. They got a player in Nikola. They got a player in Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic controls the game better than any player in the NBA. We're used to assigning that to LeBron James, but in terms of that attribute, LeBron has passed the torch to Nikola Jokic. Like you point out the what you've seen from the Denver Nuggets, you go back to that Miami Heat game that they played on Wednesday night. Nikola Jokic dominated in the fourth quarter. It was a one-point game going into the fourth quarter. Nikola Jokic dominated, but it wasn't with his scoring. It was with him passing, facilitating. I mean, you could see the pick and roll between him and Reggie Jackson on a loop. It was deadly. They had no answers for it because he always makes the best basketball play. And we're not used to assigning that to a center. Quite literally, I don't know that we've never seen a center have the passing ability that Nikola Jokic has.
That's what makes him dangerous.
And when you see him actually do that when it matters the most, that's to me what separates Denver from everybody else.
Kirk, why are they so much better than Boston? Break it down for me.
Well, I'm about to tell you because Boston is popular, right? They're popular right now. The best record in the league. They're running through everybody in the Eastern Conference. They have a dominant home record. They're smoking people by double figures when you walk into the Garden. But when you look at the Denver Nuggets, they are powerful. They are powerful in their play. When you talk about Jokic being the best player in the league, when you look at Jamal Murray being the best number two in the league, and why I say that is because in the big moments, when it matters the most, when they get to the postseason, Jamal Murray elevates his game like no other. That two-man game is something special. That connection between Jokic and Aaron Gordon is something special. We've been crowning all season long and disrespecting the Denver Nuggets by saying Boston Celtics have the best starting five in basketball. Well, we were wrong. The best starting five in basketball is actually the best starting five that actually won the NBA championship last year in the Denver Nuggets. When you look at they fit so well together, they communicate well, and right now, they're one of the best defensive teams as well, top 10 team defensively in the league. They're well coached by Michael Malone, and when I talk about that popular and powerful movement, Molly, when you're powerful, you actually knock people off their square. And right now, the Denver Nuggets are knocking me off my square because I had the Los Angeles Clippers representing the Western Conference, but now they got me changing my mind because of the play of Jokic and Murray. That two-man game is just something special.
You want a final word, Harry?
I love the Denver Nuggets. They're my favorite to repeat.
Yep.
Whenever you have a situation where teams are able to come back, but you have that killer, you have that wild card, which is Nikola Jokic, I don't see it happening. I have to see it happen in order for me to be able to believe it.
Yeah, cosign retweet on everything that Harry and Big Perk is saying.
Molly, you getting soft today on Friday because you did not check Harry for straddling the fence.
Hold up. I got to say something. Perk, I was actually going to get on you, but you're my guy, so I let it slide. I asked you a direct question about Kevin Durant, and I felt like you did a little slip and slide. You didn't give me the right answer. No, you did a pivot. You did a pivot, and you moved right into it.
I did a drop step.
You know what? And you just smoothly went out, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let that one sleep. Oh my god.
What'd you say, Perk? A hit dog a holler every time.
Every time.
Big Perk, you have a fabulous weekend. I will talk to you on Monday. We've got a lot of basketball to talk about. This is a lot of fun. Thank you. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. All right, when the season abruptly ended for the Cowboys, Jerry Jones said he was going all in. Jump to the free agency period where the news on the Dallas front has been mostly silent apart from a few low-profile signings. Many fans disappointed in the lack of movement. Here's Stephen Jones' response.
I know where the frustration is, the fact that we haven't had success in the playoffs to their satisfaction. Until we do that, then you know, the criticism is certainly something that's going to be there. And we know that's going to be there, but we're going to stick with what we believe will ultimately get us a championship here for our fans. But, you know, we don't define all in as much as spending free agency. It's keeping, you know, the core, keeping some of the great players in this league, like Dak Prescott, like CeeDee Lamb, like Micah Parsons, like Diggs. You know, that's what we define as all in.
All right, here's what we're going to do, team. Chris. How many teams are ahead of the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC?
Ahead of the Dallas Cowboys?
Mm-hmm. In the NFC.
I'm taking notes.
From a talent standpoint, I don't think definitively anybody. I really don't. From a talent standpoint, the Dallas Cowboys have everything they need to compete for a title. The only question has been the culture around the Dallas Cowboys. So for everybody that wants to throw out San Francisco and Detroit and Philadelphia, all of those teams, to me, are on par with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys talked about being all in this offseason. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles and the start of free agency have gone all in terms of their acquisitions. They still don't have better odds than the Cowboys to win the NFC East. They don't have better odds than the Dallas Cowboys to win the conference. So, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, from a talent standpoint, are right there eye to eye with anybody else in the NFC.
You've got to be kidding me. I think when you look at the Cowboys, there are two separate conversations. To Christopher's point, talent, that roster. I just want to know who's rushing the football this year. Who's toting the rock? Christopher?
I don't know.
To be determined. Okay.
Don't know.
Okay, right. Beyond that, talent-wise, yes, they can compete with anybody. Where has talent gotten them, Christopher?
Three consecutive 12-win seasons.
Okay. Where has it gotten them in the postseason?
It hasn't gotten them very far. Oh. They've had early exits. But is that talent or is that culture?
All I want, again, that's why it's two separate conversations when we talk about the Cowboys. Talent, I'm with you, my friend. I'm with you.
All right.
But when it comes to, if I have to bet your palatial estate on whether the Cowboys are going to win the division, win more than one playoff game, beat Jordan Love. I don't want to make that bet because I don't know. Because talent is the thing. Yes, they have holes. Yes, they have to stop the run better. They got to get bigger guys in the middle of the defense. We get all that. But it's not just a talent issue with the Cowboys. We've talked so much about Mike McCarthy. We talked so much about stars not playing like stars. So, again, I really don't know what to say about the Cowboys. Because when I look at the rest of the NFC, You want me to bet money on the 49ers? A little chump change. I'll put money on the 49ers. Okay. I don't see how you can ever speak confidently about the Cowboys' chances, because it's not just about talent.
No, it's not just about talent. I've said this before. It's a Bill Parcells-ism. The best players don't always make the best team, but the best team always wins. And so I think it's also got to be a culture aspect of it, and that's why I'm fading the Dallas Cowboys, because when it comes to their overall ability to win and go on deep playoff runs, I'm not sure that they're going to be able to come through. And when you have a head coach and a quarterback that go into the season as lame ducks, I don't know that that's going to equate to what Jerry Jones is hoping it will, which is winning a title.
I got to remix that question and come back to you in a minute, but I want Harry to get in here.
Yeah, so I have four teams over the Dallas Cowboys.
Who you got?
I have the Lions, the 49ers, the Packers, and also the Eagles.
No Rams?
No, not right now. I don't have the Rams.
Got it. Eagles. Cool.
And the reason why I have the Lions, their culture is everything to me. From their general manager, Brad Holmes, to their head coach, Dan Campbell. What they was able to do this season, going to the NFC Championship game and being up 17 points versus San Francisco 49ers, they easily could have made it to the Super Bowl. A few decisions. I think Dan Campbell's going to learn from some things in the past that kind of may have hurt them in that ballgame as well. The San Francisco 49ers. Well, the team that has exited the Dallas Cowboys 2 years prior to this past season has been the San Francisco 49ers, on top of thumping them in the regular season.
Word.
The Green Bay Packers. They went into Dallas this past season during the playoffs.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love, even though you got a Dirk Nowitzki statue, was hitting fadeaway, throwing fadeaways like Dirk was shooting the bad boys in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then when I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, a few moves that I love about this football team on the defensive side of the ball. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, it was a need in the secondary. Devin White, it was a need at the linebacker position.
Yes.
And Bryce Huff as a pass rusher. Those are three moves that I really like that the Philadelphia Eagles made that I think is going to be pivotal movement to their football team in 2024. When I look at the Dallas Cowboys, all y'all keep having these conversations about Super Bowl contender every year.
Yeah.
You're not with us on set talking about, we're all asking the same question.
Not me.
I'm with you. Okay, but this is where I want to come back to, because I feel like we're not on the same playing field right now. Because he's putting culture in there as well, and you separated it. So you went purely based on talent. So let's put it this way. How many teams are ahead of the Cowboys in the NFC, when I'm referring to it that way, not just in terms of talent, but can beat them, are better than them, will go further than them?
I got you. So I got the Lions, I got the Packers, and I got the Rams. I'm fading the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm fading the Philadelphia Eagles for different reasons. Well, hold on. If you want to know off of what, I'll explain it to you. What happened the last time the San Francisco 49ers went to the Super Bowl, the year after? They went 6-10. They were outside looking into the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
What about the Philadelphia Eagles this offseason? It's different from the 2011 offseason when they were, quote, unquote, the dream team with Vince Young. Yeah, a team in the NFC East won a Super Bowl. It just wasn't the Eagles. It was our New York Giants. So, I mean, when we start talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, I have serious questions about their culture as well, especially as it pertains to what's going on with the leadership vacuum that's left in the absence of Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox. You got a head coach who admittedly, after a game, couldn't explain why the team was in a skid where they had lost
that
six of their final seven games.
You got a head coach that
had no answers for them when they got into the postseason, and they got bounced unceremoniously by a retread head coach and a retread quarterback. So I don't trust the Philadelphia Eagles just because Howie Roseman going out there and spinning bread like it's Monopoly
money. What about the quarterback?
Well, that's the other question. I mean, which Jalen Hurts can I trust? Will the real Jalen Hurts stand up? Is he more the guy that we saw in 2022 that was in the MVP conversation? Or is he the guy that we saw in 2023 that had 20 turnovers?
Is he a top 10 quarterback?
No. No.
I don't have Jalen Hurts as a top 10 quarterback. You know he was hurt last year.
Yeah, that's great. That's all good. All well and good. I don't have Jalen Hurts as a top 10 quarterback.
Okay, give me,
right now, here's my list, Molly. I got Patrick Mahomes, which understood it,
okay,
got to be said.
Fair.
Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert.
Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott,
Jordan Love, and Brock Purdy. Now, here's
Hold up. Okay.
Look,
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, you're going way too fast. Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott. That's where I need the pause. And give me the last.
Jordan Love,
I'm kind of okay with.
And Brock Purdy. Yeah. Now, here's the interesting thing.
Brock Purdy's better than Jalen Hurts?
Of the list of quarterbacks that I just gave you. There's only one quarterback on that top 10 list that has lower odds to win MVP in 2024, and that guy is Trevor Lawrence. That's it. Everybody else has better odds than Jalen Hurts. That's how the guys
currently.
In the desert are viewing.
As of this morning. But check this out though. I'm not putting Trevor Lawrence over Jalen Hurts.
Absolutely.
When the Jacksonville Jaguars were 8-3 and didn't make the playoffs. So we talk about a skid that the Philadelphia Eagles had. Let's talk about the skid that the Jacksonville Jaguars had. They went 8-3
he
and
was
missed out on the playoffs.
With a high ankle sprain.
You just said
Jalen Hurts was hurt.
Molly brings up Jalen was hurt last year. Like, so? But now all of a sudden.
We're going to act like there's not a difference between an injury on your hand versus an ankle injury
hold
or
on,
a concussion.
Hold on, y'all. What about Dak Prescott in the playoffs? You were impressed with him? You felt like he was clutch?
No, I don't feel like that. But here's the thing, Molly. I can't deny Dak Prescott was an all-pro player last year.
Yeah.
He was all pro.
But so what I find fascinating, love you to pieces. What I find a little confusing about your list is your complaint about Jalen was, which Jalen am I getting? I don't know which Jalen. And a lot of those guys you've seen
one good season.
You've seen, you know what I'm saying?
With one opportunity. Like
which
C.J. Purdy, Stroud had
which
one
Purdy,
opportunity.
Which Purdy am I getting Purdy with Debo and all his weapons and McCaffrey, or am I getting the other Purdy?
Well, I saw Purdy.
Purdy is a good
quarterback.
I saw Purdy
across two different postseasons, and he got to the
Purdy.
Conference championship game.
I love Brock Purdy.
I think I got enough proof of concept with Brock Purdy.
At least you didn't try to slide Daniel Dimes up in there.
Oh, of course. I ain't doing that, Molly.
Danny, what? You mean the Big Apple turnover? Molly, don't you dare.
Oh, I never heard that nickname
before. I'm not doing that.
I feel like Chris's list, needs to be another conversation.
I just want to make sure Jalen Hurts heard this so he can have some bulletin board material as he's just, you know.
I agree with a lot of people on that list. The Trevor Lawrence one kind of bothers me because they started 8-3.
Yeah, but
they didn't make the playoffs.
Well, I just look at the situations that both of them inherited. Yeah. Like Trevor Lawrence by far had a worse situation.
Hasn't been consistent. He came on Freddie and Harry, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Chris Canty coming
us
in hot.
He needs to be more consistent.
Hour 8 of TV for him? Hour 6 of TV?
I'm just trying to get to my weekend.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
There's 12 teams, Stephen A's dance moves never get old, that have yet to win a Super Bowl title. Of those 12 teams, only four have never even played in the Super Bowl. That's the Browns, the Jags, the Lions, and the Texans. But which of the 12 teams is closest to winning the Lombardi for a first time? Time for another A-list, the top five teams without a Super Bowl that are closest to winning.
It's Love Friday on Freddie and Harry. We're going to bring that love to First Take. I'm going to go my top five teams that are closest to winning their first Super Bowl. Start with number five. Let the people see it. Boom. I'm going to go with the Chargers. You jumped the gun a little bit. Jim Harbaugh going to this football team. It can't be my time and y'all mess it up. Number five, the Los Angeles Chargers. I love the addition of Jim Harbaugh as a head coach. I think things are going to change for Justin Herbert as a quarterback. Everything's not going to be on his shoulders. He's going to provide that physicality. He's going to provide that run game. He's going to provide stability. It's going to be competent head coaching, calling, and playing. So I'm going with the Chargers at number five because what Jim Harbaugh has shown us all is that he can do it at San Diego, he can do it at Stanford, he can do it with the 49ers, and he won a national championship with the Michigan Wolverines, even though a lot of people hated on it. Boom! That's my number five team. Number four, you already see it because they jumped the gun. Relax, everybody. Relax. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills. Now, the window isn't closed, but it's holding on by a shoestring because the AFC has gotten that much better. But as long as you have Josh Allen at the quarterback position, you have a chance. And if you get into the dance, that's all you can ask for is a chance. Number three, hit them with it. Voila, the Houston Texans. Have y'all not seen what they just did in free agency? Adding Danielle Hunter. They got Joe Mixon at the running back position. I just love this football team. C.J. Stroud, you talk about one person that doesn't care about who he's playing on the opposing team. If it's crunch time, they need a field goal, they need a touchdown. What he showed us in his rookie season is that he's going to be able to get it done. Now free agents are willing to come to Houston, a place that was once a horrible destination for a lot of people. No state income tax, I love that. That's why they number three. Let's hit them with number two. Voila! Cincinnati Bengals. I have to put the Bengals up there. A quarterback that's 3-1 versus Patrick Mahomes, that means something to me. I actually seen one or two people to beat Mahomes in the playoffs. That's been Joe Burrow. They still have Jamar Chase. T. Higgins is still on the team, even though he's disgruntled right now. Hopefully they can figure that out. Mm-hmm. But Joe Cool, which I call him, Joe Grapefruit Burrow, is still in Cincinnati. That's why they're number two. Number one, hit him with it. Boom! The Detroit Lions. You talk about culture and what this football team has been able to build, from Brad Holmes to Dan Campbell, from Jared Goff to the running back position with Montgomery. I love this team, and I love the trajectory that they're heading in. I love the free agent moves that they made this past offseason that addressed the defensive needs that they needed. So I'm going with the Detroit Lions as my number one team, and I'm inviting the rest of the crew to see if they can do what they do.
Okay, first of all.
Uh-oh, talk to me. Uh-oh.
Popeye, that delivery, your first time doing an A-list,
now
phenomenal.
Now he's not going to know how to act
ever
again.
Like energy, the delivery, I'll let them break down the list, give the grades, but that was. That was A-plus, for sure.
Well, I like the delivery a lot more than I like the list. I'm going to say this.
Wow, Canty.
Yeah,
I love Tyler Canty.
The Chargers, I got to see it before I believe it. I don't know about that. Like, there's been an exodus on the offensive side of the ball in terms of the skill position coordinator. I know Jim Harbaugh is going to play a little bit differently. Philosophically, he looks at it differently. But I don't see the Chargers competing for that division. And to me, if I'm going to talk about getting to the postseason, competing for a championship, there's got to be a clear path to winning the division. Last time I checked, the landlords of the AFC West are still the Kansas City Chiefs. So there's that one. I also got to throw a little bit of a question mark by the Cincinnati Bengals. As much as I love the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, you're talking about him finishing the season hurt in two of the last 4 years. I'm wondering about Joe Burrow. Last time we saw Joe Burrow, he couldn't hold a football. Now, him staying upright is also going to be an issue. That offensive line, losing Jonah Williams in free agency, we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens with T. Higgins. How are they going to replace Tyler Boyd in free agency? All of those things are questions that have to be figured out. So the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm going to put a little bit of a question mark right there. Not to be disrespectful, because the window is Joe Burrow's career, but I just wonder whether or not they can have Joe Burrow healthy enough to keep that window propped open.
This is a hater number one.
Okay. Wow.
So, because last time I checked his list of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, Joe Burrow was number two. And the last time
he was. But thank you, Kate. I don't have to get him because you got him. Because you got him.
Are we talking facts? Are we talking facts?
Kimberly.
But hold on, before you start, he had another quarterback on his top 10 list.
Who?
Justin Herbert.
He had Justin Herbert on that
top 10 list, too.
Did he have Josh Allen, too?
Yes, he did.
Interesting. Did he have CJ Stroud?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, but here's where I'm going to rip your list apart. Uh-oh. Okay, so the Chargers, we are way too early on them. Like, we just talked about how they're trading away guys. We need to see what this team is. They got to get out of salary caps up. I love Justin Herbert, the guy, the player, but we haven't seen it yet, so no.
Mm-hmm.
Bills, I am very concerned about the Bills. The window is open as long as Josh Allen is there. However, they're losing too many people right now.
But who's challenging the Bills in the AFC East?
You didn't know? I don't know, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I do not know.
I am
No.
Why are they all down on Miami?
Because they got nobody on
defense. Because they spent a lot. They did the flashy free agency move, and it hadn't panned out.
Nobody love Friday.
Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
Is he coming back on the campaign trail?
I'm Aaron Rodgers, and I'm for you.
Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Jets. Yes. And we're just acting like Miami's not a good team or the Jets.
I'm not going to say Miami's not a good team.
They are a good team. The Bills are just.
The Jets?
I like 2 and 3. I would put the Bengals as 1 and the Lions probably 2.
So the reason why I have the Lions at 1, because they're in the NFC. Yeah. And that's the easiest path.
I just want to see the Lions win a Super Bowl. For the city.
That's going to be an interesting division, the NFC North. I still got the Lions winning, but based on
Packers.
Based on the odds, that's the closest contested division in all of football going into 2020.
Professor, what grade would you give your
student? Because it's Harry's
first. She went to a real good college. So
two really good colleges.
Oh, you went to 2?
I went to Wesleyan and which Syracuse. Is great. Yeah.
Oh, you went to Syracuse.
The grad school, yeah.
Newhouse?
Get to the grade.
Okay,
so it's all about 2. Okay.
Get to the grade.
I will give you a B.
A B?
Cause
B.
All right, so can we put up the list again of teams that have not won a Super Bowl yet? Because I think that has to factor into
it. Canty, relax. You're getting defensive.
Yeah, right. He's getting a little Stephen A-ish.
Let the professor speak.
It's like that sometimes.
Canty, who loves Trevor Lawrence, were you going to put the Jaguars anywhere?
I'm going to give him a B-. Like the list. Don't love the list. Yeah, it's kind of like
I gave you an A+ with delivery. I've never given that to anybody here.
But you know, when you have straight A students, they used to haze. I don't like seeing them.
Harry, I'm surprised you ain't put your Falcons on here. Where your Falcons
My daughter just got mad because she had 1B. I said, baby, it's going to be all right.
Harry, where your Falcons at?
So the Falcons, I have high hopes for the Falcons. The thing about them,
$100 million for some high hopes. Got it, Harry. Okay.
Everyone relax.
I'm going to break.
The Falcons have to get better at the defensive end position.
We're going to break. They just, it's like when someone gives the speech and they just play the music. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Thank you guys all for being here today, for sticking around. What's happening on the radio? Freddie and Harry.
Freddie and Harry, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Love Friday, Molly.
Really? I might have to call in.
You have to. Listen, it's a must. People call in. They talk about, you know, different avenues in their life. We give them advice. Really? And we play music coming into segments that's suitable for them.
So you're giving, love advice?
Yeah. I'm from the people. It's a community.
You taking requests for the music?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay.
That's
cool.
There we go.
A little jukebox action.
A little something.
Purple rain. Have an amazing weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday.
Bye. And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.